Good morning. I am back, sounding like Darth Vader's cousin. Welcome to your pick a pile to end the week with the mermaid. Now, this week started a good week or so or two ago. And then I did catch cold, and I've been a hot mess, and I took a break. Now, sometimes I do just take a break to throw a tantrum, to have an emotional breakdown, to walk away from something that hasn't been, lucrative. I think, why do I do this? But this time I genuinely just got put on my back and I don't know, is this like COVID for the billionth time, or is this my body upgrading, or? Okay, either way, doesn't matter. I got feeling good enough, if you can stand the sound of my raspy ass voice, to come back to finish The Mermaid. We have been hanging out this week with Kava Kava. We have been asking ourselves, are we getting enough rest to restore my energy and fully show up to my life? Yes or no? Are you living your life or not? Is this a struggle? Is this dire? Are you needing to fill your veins full of desire? So something to get your blood pumping might be action, might be liveliness, might be a new pursuit, might be exercise. But on the opposite end of that question, what you actually need might be rest, might be community, might be new habits, might be more inner strength, might be more joy, might be more friendships, might be more swimming in the ocean, might be more mermaid. You might just need more mermaid. So, our pick a pile today is to pick between the three grace cards that I pulled for you: rest, listen, or perception. So, rest, like we were just discussing, very important, absolutely necessary. Try to never rest and you will create a mess. Listen. Maybe it's time for you to listen within. Listen to the messages that are being given to you from your higher self. Listen to what's manifesting in your life. Listen to the conversations around you. That's where you're at. That's what you're a vibrational match to right now. Even if it seems as though the conversations around you are below you or annoying you or disgusting you, that's where you're at. You're a vibrational match to having that experience. So the act of listening can help you level up and upgrade and shift your energy because you are aware. Perception is the last pile. Perception is the name of my kayak. Perception kayaks, what's up? I love you. Your perception on anything will be whether it's a raging storm at sea, or you can change your perception and go beneath the belly of the whale, of the craziness, of it all, and have a whole different experience. So there could be chaos in the streets, but your perception of it could be, hey, change is happening. Or you're looking up to the sky and seeing that beautiful rainbow. Like you could have two people, same exact geolocation, and they could have two different takes on it because of their differing perceptions. So we'll see what cards are underneath these. I've put a bracelet over each of these faces of these ladies that are looking. None of them are looking at me. Rest, well, she's on her belly side with her eyes closed, resting. Listen has a conch, big seashell. Seashell? Seashell. Big old seashell, Sadie, that you can sell by the seashore. So listen. It really vibes well with our mermaid, who also has been holding a beautiful shell in her hand, looking at it. She's listening, looking off into the distance, faraway gaze. And then perception is kind of looking down and to the left. And I don't know. I feel like she's contemplating making a choice as to what perception she will choose to have. So, anyways, that's your intro. I still can't find the intro for Herb Oracle. It's lost in the library. And of course, my negative ego mind says, yeah, B, that's a sign for you to throw in the towel. But, we'll see how long it takes for me to find it, or we'll see. I did order new decks for our next new week. So it would be great if you are inspired to give to support, whether that's through PayPal or Patreon. This podcast is literally fueled by you. And maybe that's why it doesn't always go so well. Sadie, don't even go there. You're a mermaid. Please remember. This affirmation minute is brought to you by our wild goddess within, the mermaid. I flow with the waters of life. I am floating. I release negative energy. I feel relaxed and at ease with what is. I understand my inner journey. I connect with my community and attract my tribe. I feel supported and seen, and I celebrate my chosen family. I fully show up to my life. I flow with the waters of life. I am floating. I release negative energy. I relax and am at ease with what is. I understand my inner journey. I connect with my community and I attract my tribe. I feel supported and seen, and I celebrate with my chosen family. I fully show up to my life. And so it is. All right, well, we will see how this goes today. I can already tell my throat is like not really having it. The unnecessary bitching, I could give that a rest. So our first pile is rest. Whether you, and I'm going to put these bracelets on as I do these pile and wear them today. They're a very pretty mermaid seafoam green. Giving it a rest. Our bad habits, our poverty mindset that is so ingrained in our subconscious that it comes up again and again. So, another example of what can be lurking in your subconscious mind is the example of me this week who has gotten sick. So, according to the metaphysical woo-woos, that means that I still have a belief based in the fact that something can get me, something can make me sick, something can bring me down, because truly that does not exist in the divine mind. So that tells me that I have been living in ego mind. So give it a rest. So if your mind has been like, oh my God, incessantly just yapping at the trap, go take a nap. Give it a rest. Shut the up, please. That's sometimes how it feels in your brain when you get caught on something again that is negative. The best thing you can do, perhaps, is give it a rest. Is that why we sometimes get sick and have to stay in bed all day? I don't know. Perhaps. Because you weren't giving yourself a rest, because you weren't giving yourself a break, because you were burning the candle at both ends. Perhaps. But I do have this sneaky feeling that greatly depends on what you actually believe. So, one thing about resting is right before you fall asleep, your brain waves will change, and that theta or whatever what it is, that's a great time to introduce your intentions for the next day or what you want to heal, or invite in your guides, like, hey, during sleep, Let's do the healing work that we need to do to clear this belief system, because I really do need a break from it. I'm ready to rest. I am ready to rest. Rest in peace. Not just croak and die, but rest in the vibratory field of peace within you. Not just thinking peaceful thoughts, but literally the flow of energy that is peace. So resting can bring all that. Now, on the back of the card, it says, take a mental break. A quiet mind has direct access to wisdom and insight. So if you're going to hang out with me this whole time and go from the rest pile to the listen pile to the perception pile and take them all in order to listen, you have to rest first. So it is kind of a 1, 2, 3 type of idea here, taking a mental break first. And then with that quiet mind, you can listen and have direct access to wisdom and insight. So she looks so cozy, like she's laying on her face with no worries about what it's doing to her cheeks. Sometimes I will lay on my face and I will feel my cheek being like smushed into my nostril. And I'm like, oh my God, I can feel the wrinkle forming. But that is just like the most comfortable way to be. And I just can't even seem to care. So anyways, it's fun how like my brain has the ability to go into the depths and like go into the wise parts, and then boom, back in the shallows we are. Back in the shallows we are. So here is what you are going to get today. Laying out your cards. All right. So along with the rest, we're going to get an earth magic card. We're going to get a plant spirit card. We're going to get a seed from the sacred feminine wisdom card. We're going to get a soul flower. We're going to get 2 aromatherapy oracle of the essences because they came out in 2s. And then a little affirmation. Okay, I keep having to pause to clear my throat, so we'll see how this goes. But it does feel good to finish a week. You know, if you're going to quit something forever, you should at least finish the week. Now, the rest comes in with Earth Magic card, Stone People. So we're coming in with a message of vigilance, you know, and a beautiful, humongous cliff, Stone People. Now, say you got really tired in this incarnation, and like your next life, you're like, may I please come back as a rock? Like, I need a billion, trillion, zillion years to rest. Like, this was exhausting to the point where I would be very happy to be a big rock that lives by the sea and just is one with the ocean splashing upon it, and we are just there. Maybe a mermaid will climb up on one of our lower rocks, but these are the stone people by the sea with a message of vigilance. And the stone people stand in their ever-present vigil along the shores of an ocean whose tide has receded, leaving the remnants of water upon which we see them reflected. So in the background, we see the sky, a soft and mobile backdrop for these solid beings, the stone people. So this card is definitely suggesting peace and calm. They exude power, only moved and shaped by other earth elements such as the sea, wind, and earth herself when she rumbles her belly. So think about being in such a strong stance, a vigil, that literally nothing can really shake you. A massive earthquake could, but how, you know, not too often. The sea, yes, with its constant batter, will eventually erode you and the wind a little bit off your top. But this is power. This is vigilance. So with practice, we can not only emulate these stone people, but also respect their ancientness and their relative absoluteness of strength. So the stone people, these massive cliff rocks, they stand tall, bearing the ragged lines where these other earth elements have carved their impression on these otherwise seemingly immobile fortresses. So long past when we've left the earth for the world of spirit, these ancient beings will remain witness to all that transpires before their bodies. So they've been around a long time. They'll be around a long time. Peaceful, resting, solid, strong. So even though you might need to take a rest, the stone people say, remain vigilant. Not out of fear. Vigilance simply means opening up your mind and your senses to information as it is presented to you. So through your eyes, through your ears, through your physical sensations, through your detached thoughts. So it is especially true in two main areas. First, follow any gut feelings that tell you to be wary about someone or something. And second, pay close attention to an important opportunity that presents itself, one that may enhance your life and the lives of others. So the stone people are telling you to maintain your vigilance. Yes, be peaceful. Yes, stand strong. But maintain your vigilance of the clues around you and inside of you. And we'll get more into that while we listen in the next pile. If you can stand listening to me clear my throat every 2 seconds, like I almost can't stand myself. Anyways, so what's going on with you right now? Can you examine this situation with heart, intuition, and mind in harmony? For this is how vigilance serves you. So take a nap, take a rest, detach, take a breath, and then stand tall in your stature. So it's okay to rest, but then once you get up, don't be defeated. Don't be lethargic. Don't be sleepy-minded. Come back and be very, very, very aware. Your herb from the Plant Spirit Oracle is catnip, which is another way to tell you to chill out. Okay, to tell you to relax. It's very calming, unless you're a cat. But this cat has a mirror image looking at her in the catnip. We've got the plant spirit cat looking out at the solid cat. And it has a message of contrast and separation and opposites. So whatever's going on in your life, take a good look at it, see it for what it is, but also know that there is no separation. So even something opposite of you, the contrast of you, whatever it is you have to stand tall and vigilant for, is still a part of you, is still a part of the whole, is the whole damn experience of life. All of source, or, you know, we are all one. It is all one. There's only one. There is only one. So if you can stop feeling so separated, like you're just the rocky cliff, you're just the stone person. No, you're part of it all. You're the ocean. You're the sky. You're the wind. You're the opposite as well. So that should make you feel very empowered when you, that'll help you to not act out of fear, because nothing can get you, my dear. It's you. All right. Moving on, you get another plant. Stargazer lily. So now we've got this beautiful catnip and this beautiful lily, and they both have purpley violet hues to them. And stargazer lily has a message for you to surrender. So right now, probably the best thing you can do is surrender and rest. And surrender to unconditional love, that the universe has flowing towards you. And let's just add, and towards everyone else. Everyone gets the universal unconditional love, even that one. So let down the barriers surrounding your heart and surrender any unloving thoughts about yourself. Surrender anything that is less than love so that you can allow yourself to receive more and more and more. More love, and know that you are always enough. You are always enough because you are all that is. So this is a nice, peaceful first pile. Kind of maybe makes you want to go back to bed, but you're not. You're going to get up. You're going to stand tall in your stature like a stone person. And with the seed from the sacred feminine, you are going to speak your truth. You're going to speak your truth. And this is going to be beautiful because now that you've opened your heart, surrendered anything less than love, what's going to come through you now is the truth. It is. It is the truth. And with your arms open, letting the eagle energy come out of you, come into you, you can speak your truth confidently because it's not that it's, truth is not judgmental. Truth just is. If it seems harsh, it's because it just is what it is. It's the truth. So let's see what the guidebook says on that. Speak your truth. You never know what's going to come with this seed from the sacred feminine. Like it can say, it says speak your truth on the card, but it always has a little bit more. So it comes in saying, have you been deceiving yourself or others? See, have you been deceiving yourself or others? That catnip comes in with contrast. And sometimes the unloving aspect of the situation is you. Have you been withholding your truth by keeping silent? It is time to speak up. It is not your loved one's responsibility to read your mind. It is impossible to fully understand the depths of another. It is up to you to enlighten others about your deep, sacred self. Your truth, spoken with compassion and humility, is the greatest gift you can give someone. Do you know what your truth is? If not, it is time to find out. Go into the deep womb of the sacred feminine and summon your deep knowing. So rest and go within. Maybe your truth hides from you because it has been covered up with lies or with a longing to be liked. Remember, you are enough. Practice saying little truths throughout your day and give yourself loving approval for your honesty. If you are afraid of being rejected, this could mean your emotional body needs nurturing. By honoring your feelings, you invite that vulnerable, sacred, feminine part of yourself to strengthen and grow. Your mind strengthens by finding less and less need to lie and seek approval elsewhere. The truth you hold, grandchild, is of great importance to the world. So speak up. Speak up. Speak your truth. Take a deep breath. Inhale the essences of bergamot and cypress. So I'm looking at essentially the cypress representing the tarot card, and it is getting ready to fall. You are getting ready to speak your truth. You are getting ready to abandon it all. But guess what? The only thing you're abandoning is the lies you've been telling yourself and others. If you have not been authentically living your life, which means what you think and what you say and what you do is all in alignment, the time is now to reconnect what your truth is and live solely, exclusively, and only by that. So Cyprus is all about adaptability, but it's also about being impeccable. It's also about living your life impeccably by the truth that is true for you. All truths are valid to the individual having that experience. So bergamot comes in with determination, with this lime growing fuck. This old man farmer, he's got his old crate full of limes. Yeah, he is mature and he is determined and he knows how to be vigilant. He's been on the shore a very long time. He's been picking limes since before your time. Determination, maturity, you starting to step into that. Not that you have to dress like an old man wearing his passed out plaid shirt and his suspenders and his cowboy hat. He's so happy. He is so happy because he's gotten through enough trials and tribulations to just be like, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what makes me happy through and through. And he doesn't live for anybody but what he needs and wants to do. So this adaptability and impeccability coming in with Cyprus is now mixing beautifully with the determination and maturity of bergamot. That would be some very fresh, spicy, yum, yum, yum thing to put in your diffuser. Cyprus and bergamot. Whoo! So, bergamot is the lime. The bergamot personality, the harder they work, the more they will be recognized by society. So in a lot of ways, this is tying in with your need to be liked and accepted, but that's been not actually a good thing for you to rule yourself by. So maybe you've been carrying the load for others. Maybe you've been people pleasing. Maybe you've just been taking into consideration way too much what anybody else thinks. And you have adapted to that, but it has not been beneficial to you. Nathaniel Brandon said, "Self-acceptance is my refusal to be in an adversarial relationship to myself." So what does that mean? That means I'm going to quit fighting with myself. I am my friend, not my foe. I need to say nice things to me. I need to support myself. I need to believe in myself. I need to take care of myself. I refuse to be against myself. So how does that feel to take care of you? This man is standing tall and proud, like a stone person, just proud of his achievement. Like, he's happy because those limes are making him money. He has a profitable crop. He's going to take it to the market. People want this. People pay for this. People love his podcast so much, they support it. Give it a rest. His workaholic personality has paid off, and now he has something to show his family for spending long hours away from them. Whoa. So, bergamot is your oil today. It's the oil of self-acceptance. It is never proud of itself when opportunity arises. It is unusual and it is appreciated by whoever is watching. It offers hope and regained optimism in life. So by proud, I think it means like, I don't know. It's not like it's arrogant. It just is who it is. Now, bergamot will assist with stress and insomnia, so this is going to help you rest. It is a great essential oil for people who can't stop thinking about the material world, what they have to do, and how they will get more of whatever they think will fulfill their world. Let it help you stop living your life like that. So if you only value yourself by what you have earned and what physical work has been done, the more I do, the better I am type of personality, right? If you just feel like there is no time for relaxation, bergamot is the oil that will help you rest. It's connected to your solar plexus, your heart chakra, and these personalities put their effort where their heart is. Now, bergamot is great for joint issues, muscle cramps. So if you're a hard worker and you've worked yourself to the bone and now your body's like, oh, we are resting now, whether you like it or not. You know, if you're not quite to that breaking point, maybe listen to bergamot and get some of that in your life, because you have been there for everyone else. But have you thought about yourself today? It is good to work hard and to follow your dreams with passion. But if bergamot has come to you in your reading today, it might be time for you to stop, rest, recognize, and enjoy your achievements. So say to yourself, my uniqueness is my blessing. I'm going to lessen anxious and sad feelings. I'm going to quit feeling like I have to carry the heavy load for everyone. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to be proud of my accomplishments. I am enough. And just surrender to it. So Cypress comes in because that is going to be a change for you. And Cypress says, I embrace change in peaceful, harmonious, and positive ways. So say that to yourself. Don't say, I can't deal with change. No, don't do that. Tell your subconscious mind, I embrace change. I am peaceful. I do this harmoniously. I am positive. Now, Cypress literally blends well with lavender and bergamot, as clear communication, patience, and self-confidence are needed to be able to change, and they are needed to be able to speak your truth. Cypress is good for your body in ways like endometriosis, your ovaries, prostate, coughs, incontinence, poor urine flow, and poor circulation to the legs. So it's related to your first chakra. Robin Sharma said, change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. So no matter where you are in your journey to speak your truth and stand vigilance and live your life the way that you need to, keep at it. Cypress is known for its tendency to bend with ease. So this tree will not break. This essence can aid with too much rigidity. So if you've become a stone person that has zero flexibility in your life, let Cypress come in to bring flow and motion to situations that feel stuck. This will help you accept change and let go of what is not serving you easily. It can see through loneliness and resentment and find peace with assertiveness. So what do you need to change in your life? What needs to be given rest? What needs to be changed drastically? What mindsets need to turn 180 degrees? Cypress stands like a tower with lush and green foundations, but it is weak on top. And change can come drastically. And sometimes the only choice is to rebuild. So if everything needs to burn to the ground, or it's just rotten and weak. So let's plow it over. Let's rebuild. Let's build a strong foundation this time. Let the air move in. Let's easily bend with the wind. Let's go with the flow. Let's move. Let's open up our eagle arms. Let's speak our truth. Let's surrender with stargazer lily. Let's be determined with bergamot. Let's accept both sides of the coins with catnip. Let's be vigilant with stone people. We've taken our rest. Now it's time to rebuild. And your affirmation to end is the vessel. You are the vessel for this energy, for this flow. Take care of you. My talents, my skills, my hobbies, my podcast, my relationships, my passions, and strengths are things that define me. My body is the vessel that contains these wonderful attributes. And to that, I am grateful. And to that, I know when to give my vessel a rest. And so it is. Okay, I went to work for 8 hours and I'm back. I took a little rest. I took a little break. And now I'm back for the second pick a pile, which is listen. So we are looking at a lady who's holding a conch, big old conch shell. And what's interesting is like the way she's holding it is not the way like I've ever listened to it. Like I always put my ear in the ear of the seashell, if that makes sense. But it seems like she has that outward. So whether she's just pressing her ear to the outside of the seashell, which does make sense. You should be able to hear something like that and not have anything come out of the seashell and bite your ear. But anyways, this is kind of different the way the artwork depicts it. All right, so your grace card is listen. Oh, are you listening? When we feel overly attached to an outcome, it's simply an indication that we need to reconnect with our wise self. So in a way that's touching upon detachment. The small self is very attached to how things happen and what's going to happen. And I need it to happen like this. But the wise self probably isn't attached, truly. Like either way is okay. An experience, good or bad, is still an experience, an expansion for the soul. So if we are overly attached to an outcome, it's simply an indication that we need to reconnect with our wise self. So if we listen to that voice within, the wise self, if we do some automatic writing, if we do some channeling of messages from our higher self, our wise self, we can actually give ourselves our own guidance. So let's get these cards out here. We've got the two aromatherapy cards. We've got an affirmation, a seed from the sacred feminine, a soul flower, a plant spirit oracle, and earth magic. Just taking a breath. The resting leads us into listening, because the resting puts us in a quiet, peaceful state, and then we can listen and receive a message. Your earth magic is cave. So it has a message of sanctuary. So go into your cave and listen. Go into your sanctuary and hear the messages that are for you. So coming home after work, I mean, I light candles, I turn on lights, I try to get things alive a little bit. But instantly I feel like I'm in my sanctuary. I'm recording now with 30 plants around me. I'd have to do a head count here to know for sure, but about 30 plants, I would say. It doesn't feel like too much. Like, it feels like my sanctuary. I need this space to be green. I need it to be green. So the cave is asking you to go within, and listen is asking you to go within and reconnect with your wise self. So cave, there is a caveman dude writing on the wall a message with his fire lit in the cave. As the sun sets, the crescent of the new moon appears in the distance as this ancestral human creates his art, painting on the walls of the cave with colors drawn from earth substances. So he's made his own paint out of mud. The fire warms him and the cave shelters him and provides a refuge from the rest of the world. So I'm definitely feeling cave vibes and its womb-like structure. So it's not just a sanctuary, but also a temple that houses his creative spirit, which eventually gives birth in the physical form of his artwork. So he is totally absorbed in what he is doing. He has prepared this creative ceremony. He got the fire going. That's what I'm saying. I come home, I get the candles lit, I get the lights turned on, I get the fire going. Mix the colors, shuffle your cards, and gather his sacred objects. He's painting an image of a sacred spiral. This is one of the most ancient symbols ever discovered, and you'll find it in all types of cultures, and especially in nature. So the seashell, actually, it says, the nautilus shell, it has mathematical proportions to an exquisite degree, and the spiral will also show up at burial sites, representing the endless spiral of life, death, rebirth. The grand and complex mystery so eloquently portrayed in a simple circular pattern. All right, so what does this mean to you? There's a quiet, small space inside of you, a still place inside of you that will always be available as a sanctuary. Yet if you can find a place in the natural world that will enhance and complement this internal place of peace, that is wonderful. So whether that's a cave or a meadow or a forest or a seashore or a bedroom filled with plants, this is where you can see, hear, and feel the presence of the Creator in all of your surroundings. Let it become a temple for your heart and soul. So try to get away from technology. I mean, I literally sit at a desk in front of a computer screen all fucking day. So I need all these plants to balance that out. Oh my. So yeah, set aside time for sanctuary. Set aside time to listen. Like, now is my time to listen to my wise self. I am going to make this a special half hour to connect with my higher self, to bring in messages, to listen, to be at peace, to just be still, to just be quiet. It's so very important. Your plant spirit oracle is hemlock. This is nature. This is connection. This is cycles, life, death, rebirth, connecting to nature. Everything is nature. So in nature, you will find many sanctuaries. My boyfriend and I, we totally found the lake to be our sanctuary this summer. And it pretty much took away all the bad days that I've ever had. Like, it was just so wonderful to be there and be surrounded by trees. And you'll find your space. So right now, I have it inside mostly, but I know that's what I need. So do what you need for your connection to cycles, to just remembering that you are nature, you're part of it. So hemlock is asking you to connect. Your seed from the sacred feminine is, oh dang. Let yourself rage, howl, and wail. So we have a warrior woman in a red dress, and she has her knife, her dagger above her head, and a spear down at her other side, and she is raging and howling and wailing. So even though it's like quiet cave sanctuary, all of a sudden, this fire energy wants to come out. Is your sacred mother carrying your emotional pain and unexpressed sound? So maybe you've been quiet for too long. You have been given the gift of sound to transform your emotional body. Use this gift, grandchild. Although you have been trained to silence your sound for the sake of peace, this is not the way that humans acquire peace. Chaos within creates chaos without. It is sacred law. Your sound is as natural and necessary as the wolf's howl. Do not believe that your silence is holy. Plot twist, you guys. For you have deep feelings to express. If you don't express the sound that needs to flow out of you, someone else is bound to express it for you. Your sacred mother is the holder of all things, and her load is heavy with her children's unwanted rage and grief. Share this burden with her and say yes to expressing your rage safely. Go, be with yourself. Do not make another human being the recipient of your strong emotion. Give yourself permission to wail and howl away the ancient wounds. Great freedom lives on the other side. Wow, that's pretty wild, you know, because it's like we're saying listen, but as we listened, we reconnected with our wise self. As we went to our sanctuary, we discovered our emotional pain that needed to come out. So we don't condemn a wolf for howling. We don't say, hey, crow, stop being so loud. But yet, God forbid humans make noise. Grunting, howling, wailing, raging, screaming, moaning. Let it out. Your soul flower is daffodil. Did these cards get in the wrong piles? Daffodil's coming in with perception, which is our next pile. Daffodil, you impatient, beautiful flower, you. Isn't that a daffodil, though? Like, there still could be snow on the ground. It's like, mm-mm, time to shine, time to bloom. Like, spring could be seen a little too early. Because it's still winter and daffodils are coming up anyways. The magnificent heralds of spring are literally trumpeting the joy and freedom of learning to be yourself. Daffodil wants you to see the light, to perceive the beauty and perfection and wholeness that is you, just as you are. It is time to release any self-doubt and revel in the freedom and weightlessness of endless possibilities. So this is kind of a crazy pile now. It's like you've been quiet for too long for the sake of, quote, peace. Just let yourself get it out and learn this new side of you, this ancient side of you. this beautiful, perfect side of you. See the light. So if you've been in a dark cave, energetically, emotionally, start to see the light. When you let yourself rage and howl and wail, like it seems like it's a full moon, but it actually seems more like a sun. Like she's doing this in the light of day. You will see yourself in a new light. You will start to feel different. Give up the fight of holding this energy in and let it out. Let it out. It will help you gain a new perception. I feel like I snooker you, guys. I say, pick a pile, hee hee ha. But then actually, all three piles are in cahoots. They're all bringing in this collective message. So let's take a deep breath and inhale the essential oils of ylang ylang and vetiver. That's some cologne-y, musky, weird perfumey mix. Vetiver and ylang ylang. Now, ylang ylang is great because when I said the word moan, what were you thinking? Okay. Ylang ylang is all about sensuality, intimacy. And I was totally, you know, I wasn't just thinking about raging and wailing in anger. Like when I started to think about us making noises, I of course thought of sex sounds. And it's like, for whatever reason, you know, you just are quiet, you know, because like maybe you don't have the house to yourself. Maybe you're sneaking around, maybe whatever. But do you ever get a chance to have an intimate interaction and be just however your sound wants to be? It's pretty cool. So it puts you in your body more, and then it takes you out of your mind if you can just let yourself make whatever sound without criticizing or judging or controlling. You know, that's not always the case, but it's kind of wonderful when you get to do that. Now, vetiver is always about concentration, grounding, going within. So it coincides well with the listening to the wise self. And then this letting yourself rage and howl and wail, it's like letting your voice come out, screaming between your legs, whatever you want to call it, like getting into your empowered throat chakra. Getting into who you are. You can still be delicate sometimes, but it's like whatever comes out is what comes out. Ylang ylang is all about just being more sensual in nature too, like liking how things feel or just being in the moment. Ylang ylang is an essence that instills pleasure. So yeah, we're looking at a young goddess maiden, and she has charm, and she is very feminine in her essence. She is exuberant and playful, but has two sides of herself, so she can also be serious when needed. Now, ylang ylang has the power to heal the past and release emotions that have been bottled up for years. So this pile, the second pile, listen, is definitely about bottled emotions. So whether that's rage, anger, sadness, whatever needs to come out, or emotions of other natures. It's been bottled up. So ylang ylang is a very sensual essence connected to the heart chakra. So she's all about matters of the heart. She blends well with clary sage and bergamot and frankincense. Ylang ylang is like an attractive middle-aged woman. She is confident, but you can see that she is not as perfect as she pretends to be. There is a past that needs to heal. The green in this card represents freedom and the healing of the heart. So as we let ourselves rage and howl and wail and change our perception with daffodil and connect with nature, in the cycles that hemlock, wanted us to. Let us embrace our next cycle in our life and allow ourselves to heal the heart and heal the past and to let go of past hurts that we've been holding on to, that we've been bottling up. Allow your emotions to flow naturally. Love your natural self because you really are beautiful just the way you are. So as we connect more with our imperfect perfection, as we become more of a whole being, we will awaken our divine feminine and make peace with your body. So Ylang Ylang is definitely coming in to help you do all those things. So affirm with her, I release the past and that helps me remember who I truly am. Yeah, I release the past and that helps me remember who I truly am. Vetiver says, I am fully grounded in the experience of the present moment. I am at peace with what is. So as we get encouraged by Vetiver now to have patience and stillness of the mind, this will help us to listen. This will help us bring our focus back to the now moment, back into reality, leaving the past behind and focusing on the now. Focusing on what is truly inside of us, that peaceful stillness, letting our worries go. So come back to the present, be mindful. If your energy has been scattered, which kind of feels like go in your sanctuary, no, go rage and wail, no, go listen, no, go out into nature, go pick a hemlock. Your energy can be a match to what you're asking for. If you can regroup and focus on what you want. So connect back to your roots, look after the earth, and think about what you want. Think about what you want now as you let go of the past, as you listen for guidance. Maybe ask a specific question. What is it that you want? And your affirmation is acceptance. So as I look at these cards that are like kind of polar opposites in a way, definitely scattered a little bit, definitely a lot going on within. Taking it to extremes, it seems like listen, but then don't listen to the point where you're not letting yourself express yourself and then it bottles up and then you have to rage. And then you have to go meditate with Vetiver. And then you have to run around naked in the forest with Ylang Ylang. Like, it's like, wow, a lot's going on. So accept everything as it is and as you is. To have total acceptance of others, I must first gain full acceptance of myself. So I allow myself to live as me. Not how I want others to perceive me. Nothing I do is upsetting, embarrassing, or intolerable. I am simply me. And that is good enough. So be true to you. Be true to you and let yourself live as you. Not as the facade that you keep putting out there. Like you have a peaceful face, but you're raging inside. You have some work to do. If you're not letting yourself make sounds because you don't want to think about what they're going to think about, don't think about that. Have full acceptance of yourself. And then you will gain the ability to have total acceptance of others. But first, you must allow yourself to live as you. Simply be you, and that is good enough. And so it is. All right now. So, a few couple days later, I'm back to finish the third pile of your pick a pile, and I have rested and I have listened, and now my perception on things is certainly been altered. So, as I'm resting, I'm contemplating like what I don't want to use the word struggle, but if there was like a word like almost like struggle, like I'm just like trying to get this podcast finished. I'm just trying to get this week with the mermaid completed, and it's just not flowing. It's not coming easily. So to me, when things in your life are not coming to fruition, like, is that not a sign that either one, the timing's off, or it's not quite in your highest good, or there's a blockage, or like, why isn't this blooming? Like, it's just maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Because if things to me are meant to be, it just happens easily. And here we are, me, myself, and I. You know, just totally in love with Herb Oracle and the fact that 554 episodes are now under my belt. That's quite a personal accomplishment that, safe to say, in each episode, I have taken time to question my perception and contemplate and reflect and intend for better and really be honest 554 times. So anyways, we are going to leave it at that for the year of 2023. This will be the last episode of the new year, and 555 will only happen if there is a massive change in, as Kavakava would say, your community. Your community, your audience, your circle of support. If that does indeed manifest, then 555 will help it happen in 224. So until then, 554 is a great number for me to push a long pause because 54, May 4th, is my birthday. And I do wish the best for you. So may the force be with you and in everything that you do. So perception is our last pile. See the past through the lens of grace. All that occurs is designed to support our spiritual evolution. So as we reflect upon the past year, and years, we are asked to see through the lens of grace everything that happens, everything that has happened has been for the purpose of your spiritual growth. It is designed to support your spiritual evolution. You don't get to be a good swimmer if you're always just being the mermaid in still waters. You need the storms. You want the rapids. You want the currents. You want the twists and turns. You wanted it. And guess what? Your little journey to hell and back has made you a very strong swimmer, a very confident mermaid. You're afraid of nothing. And if you can look at everything that's happened to you as a blessing, like it is good, it is good, it is good. It has helped my spiritual evolution as it should. And for that, I am thankful. So, your Earth magic card is tree with a message of grounding. So, ground that gratitude into your perception. Be the tree that sways with the wind and enjoys the storms. Like, I'm looking at this beautiful peace lily in front of me right now. It's the one with the ginormous leaves, whatever variety that is. And she needs a storm. She's dusty. She's got pollen stuck on her. Like a good rain, a good wind, a good breeze, a good blowing, like that would benefit her so much. She needs me to take her into the shower. This tree that is you has benefited from the wind and the rain and the storms, and you have become very, very strong, very, very grounded in who you are. So let's consider the standing ones, the trees, and how they exemplify balance between heaven and earth. Their branches are reaching out and up as if in praise of the bounty that Sky Father has to offer. And their leaves breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. So thank you, trees. This is a vital process for so many beings on the planet, including us mermaids. Their trunks and roots have planted themselves firmly in the soil, and it's allowed them to receive the gifts of another kind of nourishment from Earth Mother. So then they turn around and they freely give and gratefully give back by accommodating the needs of so many beings and what they have to offer. It's a give and receive. That's how everything should be. In this image that we're looking at, we see a magnificent tree. It's like as above, so below. It's situated in a meadow at the edge of a pond, greeting the early rays of light from the dawn, and we see its reflection in the still water. But we do not see its roots, as they are embedded in the depths of the moist, fertile body of Earth Mother. The strength of these roots support the tree's innate desire to grow to the light, to reach not only upward, but outward as well. So if you've been scattered and spacey and you haven't been able to finish your podcast for whatever freaking reason, you are not fully in your body. And that is because you have not been able to get grounded. So that to me is very interesting because I recently purchased some running shoes and I literally said, I just want to get back into my body. Like I can go to the gym and go through the motions of the weights and all that shit, but there is something about just running like a moron down the street that makes me feel like a child again, or just makes me feel like very in tune. Like I can't fucking breathe. It's like really like, hey, you're in a body. So, quite literally, in that your body is made of the materials of earth. So, when you feel disconnected from your body, you are inevitably disconnected from the earth. So, get yourself grounded. Now, you don't have to buy running shoes. You can do it very simply with just your feet firmly planted on the ground, wherever you are. Feel the etheric roots so that you feel these etheric roots extending into the earth. Follow your breath so that each time you exhale, first you have to inhale. Each time you exhale, you can imagine these roots going even deeper. Each time you inhale, draw up the loving, nurturing power of Earth Mother. So, as soon as you have the chance, go outside, go outdoors, and stand with your back or sit with your back supported by a tree. Feel its solidness and integrity. It is simply being. A tree. Breathe in the essence of tree spirit. Allow this to fill you up. Walk barefoot very slowly on the ground so you can maintain this connection. So, the perception of what it is like to be a tree, to be grounded. the tree does not condemn anything that has happened before it, whether it was a storm or somebody broke off its branch or what have you. It is just the integrity of being a tree, what it exudes. So take that into you. Take that into you and see how that feels as you breathe in and breathe out, and letting your roots go deeper and deeper, and letting Earth Mother fill you up from below. Now, as you breathe in the essences of ginger and neroli. So we've got clear intentions and courageousness coming in with ginger, and neroli being cause and effect. So if you have clear intentions, you will know what seeds you are planting. You will know what tree you are becoming. If you are courageous and you do this on the daily, be courageous and challenge the perception that you currently hold. There is a cause and an effect. There is an effect of making clear intentions, of focusing your energy. Your life can become very simplified, predictable, but not in a boring way. Like, I'm putting out good energy, therefore good things come to me. No surprise there. Then it will be no surprise to you if you are not blessing your past and you are not at peace and you are not full of grace. Then it will be no surprise to you the effects of that. So that becomes the work. Bringing in the energy that you want to exude. Exuding the energy that you want to bring in. So whichever way works for you, do that. Your sacred feminine card is express your love. Okay, so what's cool about this right now is ginger was this ginger-haired man. He's got his shirt unbuttoned. He's very muscular. He's hovering over the map that he is, you know, navigating. Neroli is this beautiful goddess woman, just incredible, like, wow. And she is just beaming with light. So it's like the most beautiful ginger neroli couple. And then on the Express Your Love, there's also a man and woman on that, just partaking in the dance of love. So express your love. Ground in love. Be a tree of love. Your branches go upward and outward. You love all because you are love. You're made of love. It's who you are. You're a love tree. So you express your love. Your intentions are clearly aligned with love. And the cause and effect of that will thus be more love. Love plus love equals love. I'm so good at math. All right, so your perception now is like, what if I could love this situation? What if I could love my past? What if I could just look back on the 554 episodes where I put it all out there? Oh, some of them I can't even listen to because judgment kicks in and I think, oh God, you were such a dumb bitch. Or, wow, you were really shallow. Or, this is embarrassing. Or, this is hard to listen to because I hated that time of my life. But what if I could look back and bless each and every moment? And love it. Love her. Just love on love on love on love. Your plant spirit oracle is Poison Ivy. Coming in with like, yes. And then there were those episodes that clearly could be filed under Poison Ivy. But you're going to love them anyways. Because the perception on it aided, expanded, and was a catalyst for your spiritual evolution. So yeah, you got into some Poison Ivy and shit went nuts and your skin exploded and you thought, oh my God, I need out of this body. But guess what? Now, from your place of love and holding that new perception and that awareness, you bless the poison ivy. You bless it. Sure, it has instilled wisdom in you, maybe a little awareness, maybe a little, I'm going to cautiously maybe not dance in the poison ivy this time. It's like you see the red flags, but red is your favorite color. Avoid that ginger. There are consequences, poison ivy says. It's okay to know that now, but yet still choose to love the fact that you went through that and you got out the other side and you had the map and you navigated and here you are, bigger and better and more loving than you would have ever guessed. But that is a natural consequence of cause and effect from being courageous, pushing through, and getting to the end that you desire. The push through may have lasted a long time, and then you're just kind of like a little bit burnt. But your job with perception is to change that burnt into something better. And you do that alchemically with appreciation and with love. Soul flower is bee balm with vibrance. So you're coming through vibrantly now on the other side with expressing your love, adding some spark to your life. Like, I'm not burnt, I'm just sparky. Bee balm encourages you to let go of inhibitions, cut loose, be passionate, and sing your song at the top of your lungs without judgment. Express your love. Every day is a gift worth celebrating. Bee balm reminds you to show up and embrace the potential of your own life. No excuses. So if we are hanging out today with poison ivy, so be it. Poison ivy and I are having a party, and we love each other, and we love everything, and we love the fact that we irritated each other, and then, you know, I bought a goat, and I just had the goat devour her. Ha ha ha. If you could sit down with your quote enemies and have a laugh at all the horrendous things you guys did to each other, like, oh my God, you turned my own children against me. That's okay, because, you know, I cursed you from sunup to sundown, and that's why you lost all your fucking teeth, you know. Like, you can just laugh at each other for being the nemesis, for being the bad witch, for, you know, we just went through that theatrical production. And we just have a good laugh now, because that's what our souls wanted. What do you think about that? Let's see what Neroli wants to chime in. She says, cause and effect. Yep, cause and effect. Anna Claudia Antoon said, some things happen for a reason, others just come with the season. Yep, it is what it is. It was what it was. Ain't nothing serious going on here except soul expansion. Nothing happens by chance. Every cause has an effect, and every effect because the cause of something else. And we are all interwoven because we're all one. Just as our thoughts and our actions work within the immense grid of knowledge. So yeah, Neroli understands that we're all one. She acts accordingly. Neroli thinks of others just as she thinks of herself. And she would never do what she doesn't like others doing to her. So the golden rule. Sometimes you don't learn this rule and understand this lesson unless you experience it firsthand. Now, we've come to the point, 554, where we understand that energy cannot be destroyed. It is always moving and transforming into something else. So this suggests that the universe is always in motion and progresses from a chain of events or actions. So everything just is. God is. Energy is. Nothing can be destroyed, only changed. Now, the flip side of neroli, the negative aspect, when we are lacking or just, you know, whatever, we could be egotistical and not very compassionate. So neroli comes in to help us relax and say, I am in control of my reactions. I write my own destiny. I create a stress-free world for myself. So neroli helps us to maintain good relationships, to remind us to pay attention to the poison ivy thoughts, to every word and deed, because they are all causes that will set off a wave of energy throughout the universal grid, which in turn creates an effect. So do you want your effects to be desirable or undesirable? Adjust your thoughts accordingly. So if you've learned nothing else, fix your fucking mind. You are the only thinker here. Your thoughts are creating everything. What are you focusing on? Flow with life. Dance with the wind. Express your love. There is no point in trying to control the riptide right now. So make sure that in the future, your actions don't create the riptide in the first place, because you created this storm, Little Mermaid. Be constant and holistic with your actions. I am in control of my reactions. I write my own destiny and I create a stress-free world for myself. I have the map in front of me. I am this strong ginger man who is assertive and at the same time considerate of others. What I do to others is what I would like to be done to myself. So Ginger comes in to say, yeah, you have a mission to accomplish and you will get it done. You have clear views and the path is now open. You know that you need to fix, as Sadie said, your effing mind. And yeah, you might come across some bumps in the road, but you will make sure that you make thorough decisions, compassionate intentions, and act through the lens of grace and perception and the eyes of love. So Ginger, like the trees, is well grounded, but it could be stubborn. Okay. It could get unbalanced and present itself as weak and impotent and lost. That's what negative energy and negative emotions will do to you. It will make you indifferent to life. It will lower your immune system. So let's use our mind as the powerful tool that it is, and let that be your responsibility in life. Taking ownership of your actions, of your thoughts, and your deeds, because the cause and effect will reflect clearly, purely, honestly, and full of integrity that which you put out. So if your life is a hot mess right now, then you owe it to yourself to be honest by looking at the thoughts that you think, because it has created. And if you've created a riptide, Little Mermaid, you're going to have to ride it out and create better now. So let that motivate you to express with love, express your love. You have too much love hidden away in your heart, grandchild. You must let it out. You were born into this earth, walk to love. And all of the sacred laws conspire to help you. Do not hold on to the idea that you are alone in this world. You are not. You are a child of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, whose ecstatic coupling gave birth to you and all your relations. Rejoice in your sacred lineage and know you are cherished. Breathe in, breathe out. Can you feel that love? It lives in your heart. When you express who you are, all of creation hears your heart song and sings it back to you. That is the way of the circle of life, cause and effect. Your heart song awakens others to their song, but you must remember to sing it. You have much love to give. Let it flow and watch how love flows back to you. You will transform the very earth you walk on. You will transform your reality by transforming your perception of it. And you do that with your thoughts. And you do that by going within and feeling the love that you are made of. Ending your reading with recharge. I am allowed to take breaks when a task is causing me stress. I will take a deep breath, put a hand to my heart, and step away. This allows me to gain a new perspective, recharge my brain, and work more effectively and efficiently in the future. So go with the flow, ride out the riptide, change your perception, bless it as part of your spiritual evolution, see your past through the lens of grace, express your love, ground that energy in everything that you do, and live your life with bee balm and vibrance, knowing you are being true to you. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening to all these beautiful messages that have come through this week with the mermaid. I really love this podcast, all 554 episodes, and I am grateful for the expansion that it has personally given to me. And I thank thee and I love thee and I am excited to proceed with whatever the universe has lined up for me. But the cool thing is, I know that if I have clear intentions of love, it will kind of be no surprise what comes to me from above and below, because it is an accurate, scientific, mathematical, vibrational match to what I put out. So on that note, live, laugh, love, and shout your song to the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it is done.